From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces have begun a military offensive aimed at dislodging Islamic State militants from the western part of the city of Mosul. The U.S.-backed effort is the latest phase in a four-month-long operation to retake the country's second-largest city. Iraqi forces have already retaken several villages and are aiming at an airport. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told reporters traveling with him Sunday that he will decide soon whether to recommend an increase in the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
We're putting our thoughts together now. The president has been rightly reticent on it because he's waiting for my assessment and the assessment from the intelligence community, and he's open to my advice on it. But first of all, I've got to formulate where I stand.
Mattis said he spoke for several hours Sunday via video conference with General John Nicholson. He's the top U.S. military official in Afghanistan. Somali officials say at least 30 people were killed and dozens wounded when a car bomb exploded Sunday in a market in the capital Mogadishu. Security officials and witnesses say the victims included civilians, shopkeepers, government soldiers. Officials are blaming al-Shabaab. Ecuadorians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new leader. Socialist President Rafael Correa's hand-picked successor, Lenin Moreno, leads his opponent, garnering just over 38% of the vote. That is just a little less than needed to avoid a runoff. Former banker Guillermo Lasso is in second place with 30%. The South Korean government says it believes North Korea masterminded the assassination of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Malaysian police, meanwhile, say they are looking for four North Korean suspects. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has interviewed four candidates for National Security Advisor. Acting National Security Advisor Keith Kellogg, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations John Bolton, General H.R. McMaster, and the Superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, General Robert Caslin. The White House says the president may interview additional candidates for the post on Monday. Swedes were puzzled when President Trump said in Florida Saturday that something bad had happened in their country. He told the crowd, "Look what's happening last night in Sweden." The president has admitted he made a mistake, saying that he was referring to something he saw on television. President Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of a presidential order banning immigrants from seven terrorism-plagued nations from entering the U.S. Speaking at the annual Munich Security Conference in Germany, Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said the new version of the travel order will not prevent foreign nationals with either work visas or green card permanent residency permits from re-entering the United States, nor will it affect foreign travelers already flying to U.S. ports of entry when the order takes effect. He said the new order will be better implemented and avoid the chaos that resulted from the earlier version, which was set aside by U.S. courts. The new immigration order could come as early as Tuesday. It will align plans for expanding the categories of people that can be deported and offers officials wider discretion in deciding who to deport. Meanwhile, a group of people numbered at more than 1,000 rallied in New York City to support Muslim Americans and to protest the president's immigration policies. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, his wife Karen, and daughter Charlotte toured the site of the Dachau concentration camp near Munich. The vice president had spoken at the Munich Security Conference on Saturday. He went to Brussels on Sunday.
I heard greetings from President Donald Trump, and I also bring the warm appreciation of the American people for the long-term alliance with the people of Belgium.
Pence plans meetings with NATO and European Union officials. A SpaceX rocket took off from NASA's Moonshot pad Sunday, sending up space station supplies. It was the first flight from NASA's legendary Launch Complex 39A since the shuttle program ended almost 6 years ago. SpaceX employees at company flight headquarters in Southern California cheered as the 15-story booster landed upright at its designated parking spot at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.